This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for this season's very last show.
That's right, Jennifer, the grand finale. Can you believe we've come to the end of another season of A Pirate's Life for Me?
I know, Paul. It's hard to believe that the school year is over, and of course now that the show is going to be over for the season. Yay, summer vacation!
That's right.
I'm not going anywhere. Never mind.
Well, we have a special show pulled together for you today. We are going to be talking with multiple guests on this show. It's actually going to be a retrospective, an Oprah-esque type show where we take a look back on some of our more memorable interviews this year, and we're going to take clips from four interviews that we did with some of our guests, and we're going to call it the best of season six.
That's right, Paul. And we're going to talk, we're going to get a little bit of information from Lynette Taylor and Bill Journey, who, of course, does all those great voices for movies and TV commercials.
That's right.
A really sweet, heartfelt message from Walter Williams. And then we'll end the season, just as we started it, with Coach Ruff.
That's right. That's right. But before we get to those clips from the best of season six, let's talk about what's going on at the Alumni Association.
Sure thing. Well, you know, if you are interested in doing any kind of networking with fellow pirates, you still have a couple of opportunities coming up in the next month. On Tuesday, I think May 31st, that's Tuesday,
that's Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, on Tuesday, we've got a networking breakfast at Natty Green's Pub and Brewing Company in Raleigh. Wait, am I wrong? Is that evening instead?
It is. It's an evening.
Okay.
It's an evening event. Have you ever been to Natty Green's?
Just kidding. No, I have not.
It's really cool.
It sounds like a strange name, Natty.
Well, Natty Green, it's a play on Nathaniel Green.
Oh,
who was a pretty big deal back in the colonial days.
I see.
But it's got this historic colonial theme around Nathaniel Green. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool place. And, yes, it's an evening event. I think it gets started at 5:30 for a networking event. We're going to go to Virginia Beach and go to McCormick & Schmick's. Have you ever been to McCormick & Schmick's?
I have been to McCormick & Schmick's.
You know what my favorite thing about McCormick & Schmick's is?
The name?
Well, it's a fun name to say. I mean, Schmick. Schmick. You can say Schmick all the time.
Yeah.
But besides the name, they tell you on their menu where they catch their fish.
No way.
Or where the fish are imported from and whatnot.
I don't remember that because I was only looking at the salad section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seafood allergy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But let me tell you, I'm getting to my favorite part. The catfish that they serve at McCormick & Schmick's is from right here in Aden, North Carolina.
How about that?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Catfish is ugly.
I would have definitely guessed Mississippi.
But I've heard it tastes good.
It is really good. It's delicious.
Okay, moving right along. That's going to be on June 8th in Virginia Beach.
That's right. June 9th, Bistro Bistro.
Another
fun thing to say. Bistro Bistro in Washington, D.C. We'll have our networking event there. We're going to stay closer to home on June 22nd and go to Dockside Restaurant and Marina in Wilmington. Some of these.
Go ahead. Have you been there?
I have not been there.
I've been to Dockside, and it's really good.
Is it really?
Yeah, and the best part, of course, if we're talking about the best things about restaurants.
That's right.
It is Dockside. It's right on the river. You can actually sit outside under umbrellas and stuff.
So is this the place that folks who own boats can just pull right up to it and order dinner right in their boat?
I don't know. I didn't see that happen, but of course I went in the evening, so there are not quite as many boats out on the water at that time.
Right.
But I could. They had a lot of weddings around.
Well, we're going to be hitting some fantastic restaurants and locations, and hopefully a location near you if you're listening online at Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. If you are listening and you want more details about these networking events that we have coming up, you can always visit us on piratealumni.com or give us a call to register at 800-ECU-GRAD.
Well, Paul, freshman send-offs, and this is a series that we do every single summer. They are going to be held up and down the East Coast over the next couple of months, June, July, even into a couple into August. These are summer outings, and it's a great introduction of ECU to our incoming freshmen and their families.
That's right, and we encourage alumni to come out to these events because it's great to get alumni interacting with parents and students that are coming to East Carolina from students from their area to share their ECU experience and to talk about their pirate pride that they have for ECU.
Yeah, and there's going to be cool games and prizes for some of the students, and of course there's food at each one of them. So if you are interested in attending a freshman send-off, we'd love for you to go and talk to these students and get them pumped up about starting at ECU in the fall. You can look for more details online at piratealumni.com, as well as all of the locations, and we've got about 12 or 13 locations this summer, so they're all over the place.
That's right. Well, Jennifer, in really soon we're going to be back in the summer's going to fly by, and we're going to be it's going to be fall, and we're going to be telling you about our great Alumni Association Award winners that we have coming up, like we always do around homecoming time, and we talk about the folks we're honoring. But now is your opportunity to nominate someone for the 2012 Alumni Awards, and I hope that people take that opportunity to point out some of their fellow alumni, whether it's outstanding achievements in their career or service to the university, or even someone who's just a loyal Pirate, but they didn't go to East Carolina through our honorary award. We're looking for nominations. Nominations are accepted year-round, and we rely on alumni like you to nominate Pirates and Friends of the University for these awards.
The fact is, you know, we've got 130,000 plus alumni, and unfortunately, the Alumni Association, we just can't keep track of what everybody's doing that, you know, is noteworthy and deserves recognition. So we really do want your help. We want you to give us a call or go online and download the nomination form and let us know who these alumni are or who these great supporters are of the university so that we can give them the recognition that they truly deserve.
Right.
You can also call us at the Alumni Center at 800 ECU Grad, and we'll be happy to mail you the information as well.
Well, it has been a great week for Pitt County, really, not just for East Carolina University. But the university has received a special gift, and Pitt Memorial Hospital has received a special gift from James and Connie Maynard. They gave the hospital $10.5 million. Now, part of that gift goes to University Health Systems for the James and Connie Maynard Children's Hospital, and the remainder will go towards a distinguished professorship in the Department of Pediatrics at the Brody School of Medicine. As many of you know, James is the co-founder and chairman of Investors Management Group, the parent company of Golden Corral. And might I say, the new Golden Corral in town is just fantastic. This is we should do like a sideshow to A Pirate's Life for Me, just about restaurants and food. Because we talked about all those great places we're going for our networking events, and now Golden Corral, they have a chocolate fountain.
They do. And, you know, I have to say, I was not really a fan of Golden Corral until recently. And I'm not necessarily a big fan, but it's kind of enjoyable. There's a lot of options for, you know, a decent price, and it's pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And
the chocolate fountain is fabulous.
The chocolate fountain is fabulous. But and all those great Golden Corrals all around the country have now had a huge impact on East Carolina and on our hospital here in Greenville. So we'd like to say thank you to the Maynards for their wonderful support and generosity.
Absolutely. Well, you know, another thing that's happened pretty exciting this week is that our baseball team has been doing a fantastic job, and 8 Diamond Pirates have earned all Conference USA honors.
We should say 8 Diamond Pirates sparkle during all conference play.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm thinking of something to say not appropriate for radio.
A diamond sparkle, right?
They do.
That's
their girl's best friend.
That's right.
But we're talking about baseball
players.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead. I don't mean to steal your baseball thunder.
Well, anyway, senior Seth, and is it Manus?
Manus, yes.
He was named to the first team for the 4th straight season. How cool is that?
He's an unbelievable pitcher. He's been named a couple times most outstanding pitcher in Conference USA, and what a way to finish the senior year with another first-team honor.
Yeah, and there's a couple others that we want to mention. Kevin Brandt, Brad Mincy, Trent Whitehead, and Zach Wright were all named to the second team, and then Ben Foltz, Chase McDonald, and Jack Reinheimer were each named to the all-freshman squad.
Absolutely. Chase McDonald from right here in Greenville, North Carolina, product of J.H. Rose, and those of you who are listening on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, Trent Whitehead from Washington, North Carolina.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is the most Pirates that have been selected to receive these honors since 2005. So congratulations to these players and Billy Godwin for the recognition.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Let's go right back to the very beginning in our first show of the year, Jennifer.
Okay.
When we welcomed Coach Ruff to town to coach our football Pirates. Uh-huh. Welcome home, fellow Pirate and ECU alumnus. Let's hear what Coach Ruff had to say. So, Coach, what do you like most about coaching?
The kids, with no hesitation. Getting around the kids and able to be around them, it keeps you young, first of all, you know, because you have to you have to be able to relate to them. And not that I changed my thought process or values, but the fact that I'm able to maybe influence a young man, and in my case, now a group and a team of young men of about 125 guys that have a chance to get around and perhaps be a role model, which I take that very seriously. And also teaching them things, not just on the field, but off the field. And it's not interview talk of me saying that. I really believe that we have a platform. I have a platform that I can reach some kids and on the team. And then not just on the team, but I stretch that and expand that into the community, too, with some service projects that we have. But I would say the camaraderie with the kids. The second one would be right behind that would be your coaching family. It's like you have a nine brothers plus the administrators, probably about 15 brothers that you work with every day. And I could truly say here every day I enjoy coming into work, and because it's something that is really not work, because you're around family and you're around a bunch of guys that care about you, and they all have like ideas and similar thought process.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with ECU's head football coach, Ruffin McNeil. Now, Coach, what's the one thing that Pirates fans can look forward to seeing on the field this coming season that perhaps we haven't seen in the last few years?
Well, you know, I think the first thing, you know, we and I come into a program that I know really a lot about. They've got a winning pass, winning back-to-back championships here under Skip and his staff. So the winning is there. We lost a lot of kids from last year's football team, about 28. I think that's one of the highest numbers around the country, or in the top of one of the highest numbers of previous starters and players from a football team. But I think the one thing that I know, things I can control are our effort level, our competitive level. Those two things I can't control. And those things, they'll see a high level of play with effort and competitive spirit. You know, of course, we brought some offensive things in and some defensive things in that I really like. we'll do the same or similar offense that we did at Texas Tech, where we throw the ball around a little bit. And on defense, we want to be an attacking style and attacking mentality on defense as well, with more blitzing and zone blitzing, those type of things. Our special teams under Mark Nelson, I think, will be an exciting group that the fans can look forward to. But I think those group of things and concepts are some things that we can control that I'm looking forward to presenting to our fans here.
So, Paul, one of the things that I think is super cool is that there are people out in Hollywood that have these amazing voices, and they can do so much with them. You know, cartoon characters, they do voiceovers for commercials and movies. Bill Journey is one of those very talented individuals, and we have a great sampling of some of the work that he can do.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little part of a couple of things here. I'll do a retail napkin ad. Let's see. So when you want a strong, reliable napkin that adds a special touch to every meal for a surprisingly affordable price, nobody delivers quite like Vanity Fair Everyday Napkins.
Okay? That's great.
That was great.
Now I'll do a CNN promo. Let's see. Tonight on CNN, how will the earthquake survivors survive? No, take two. Tonight on CNN. Tonight on CNN, how will earthquake survivors deal with the new challenges while the nuclear time bomb is clicking? Watch AC360 tonight.
Wow.
That's one. Okay. Now let me do a movie trailer for you. Nobody could have ever predicted it would spread so fast. And once exposed, you never stood a chance. But that's ancient history. Resident Evil, rated R. Kind of my evil voice.
I don't mean to laugh, Bill, but that's so awesome.
Hold on a second here. You guys can pick the one you want.
They're all fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we're going to use all of them.
Through education, science, and research, and community development, we're dedicated to our mission of helping the people of the world to unlock their potential. East Carolina University.
Nice. Well, we know who to have our publications office call the next time they need a voiceover.
Yeah.
I should do one for you guys. Let me just look here. Okay, here we go. And now, Paul and Jennifer, A Pirate's Life for Me.
Well, that was Bill Journey's hysterical.
He is hysterical.
You know, Jennifer, in the history of our institution, there are few people associated with the university who are known by just one name,
mm-hmm.
Leo, Stas, and Walter. And, of course, everyone knows who we're talking about. We're talking about Walter Williams.
Right.
If this guy, if listening to him doesn't speak to your inner pirate, then I don't know what does, because he just, every time he talks, he's just, you know, he's like E.F. Hutton. When Walter talks, people listen.
Right.
And certainly he is inspirational for his vision for East Carolina.
Well, you know, the good book says it's better to give than to receive. And generally, you'll never miss what you've given. And I believe that. I never gave anything away that I wish I had it back. East Carolina is an economic engine for Eastern North Carolina. I believe in Eastern North Carolina. I wish we were not graded as low academically in Eastern North Carolina as we are. My goal, as much as anything, is to help East Carolina any way I can. The same applies with Pitt Community. Anything in Eastern North Carolina that we can help to make our natives, our people who live here, have the opportunities to become successful themselves. If we help each other in the long run, we will help our region and our state as a result.
Walter, what's been your favorite experience during your career or working as a volunteer?
The people who you work with. We've had a lot of volunteers in the Pirate Club who have the passion of being a pirate. They prove it with their pocketbook, first of all, and the time that they're willing to dedicate to trying to convince other people to have the same passion.
If you had one message you wanted people to hear today on the radio show about why it's important to support the university and stay connected to their alma mater, what would that message be?
get involved. If you get involved, believe in the success of the program. Believe you can make a difference. It's so easy for a lot of people, and I talk about myself because I'm a former educator, to say, well, I don't make any money. Surprisingly, we all do some of the things that we want to do in life. It depends on what your passion is. I happen to have a passion. I love athletics. I happen to be fortunate enough to have a passion for the athletic programs and the successes of the university. Because to me, if we're successful athletically, it gives us the publicity and whatnot to be successful academically. You know, I'm 81 years old, so, and I still work every day. There's a lot of people say they can't do anything to support the university, but they've been retired for 25 or 30 years. The encouragement I have, if you want to get involved in the university. Keep your income that you've retired on, but get a part-time job. You can support the Pirates with that part-time job. I want people to have the passion that I have. That's one reason we give, Marie and I give a Spirit of the East scholarship every year to the graduating senior who is considered as an athlete to be the guy that has Spirit of the East, guy or girl. We've done that for a number of years.
Many of you know Lynette Taylor from WITN News at 6, and, you know, we often think that we know a lot about people because we see them on TV, but Lynette has got a little secret that she shared with us recently on her show, and we had to go back to this because it is so darn funny. What is one thing about you that our listeners and your viewers might not know?
Oh, I hope they know that I'm kind of quirky. I'm a weird person. I mean, I really... Usually people are just kind of like, I didn't know you were this crazy. And I'm like, I am. I'm almost certifiable. But thank goodness. But you have to have some level of craziness when you work in this business because right. You deal with so much doom and gloom that you got to have some kind of sense of peace. But, you know, that's probably – I'm very quirky. I even put on my website bio that I like to collect Elmo dolls, Elmos that laugh. I know. Really? The Tickle Me Elmos are my favorite. And I have, like, 7 of them. But, you know, the whole point of the matter is Tickle Me Elmos make me laugh.
Yeah.
I remember a time where I was totally alone and working in the news business, and that little Tickle Me Elmo would crack me up. And I just, it just, you know, it made my day. It really did make my day. So that, if anything, where, you know, I have a complete quirky, crazy side of me, that's it. That Elmo collection can freak people out.
Serious news lady.
Yeah, I know.
Elmo collection on the side.
Yeah, exactly. And I want them for Christmas. Like, my family, they'll wrap up Elmo dolls. Like, people think, oh, you're giving that to your child? No, I'm giving it to my grown daughter, you know.
So there's one under your desk, under the news desk.
I'm considering it. But see, I cherish them so much that I'm afraid, like, I don't want anyone to mess with it, you know.
That's so funny.
Because I would get so defensive. And
you might get some in the mail now.
Dave would kick it.
Maybe.
Right? Dave Jordan would be kicking it.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. Kicking it, or he's, like, holding it and making it laugh, you know, so
holding it behind you during your broadcast.
Exactly. But it makes me happy.
Well, that was just a sampling of what was a great season 6 for A Pirate's Life for me. We want to thank all of our listeners for their support and for continuing to tune in. And we've had a lot of fun. We hope you had as much fun listening as we have had in the studio producing the show.
That's right, Paul. And we hope that you are going to stay tuned because we have just a few more things to cover before the end of our show. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details. East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Paul, it was really cool to just go back and look, take a look at season six and say, you know, these were some great guests that we had and what wonderful things that they had to say about ECU and some funny stuff, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lynette Taylor cracks me up.
I know. She does.
And if you're not inspired by Walter Williams, if Walter Williams doesn't speak to your inner pirate, then I don't know. Then maybe your inner pirate's, you know,
no longer with you.
No longer with you. Yeah. I didn't want to say dead because that's because it can be revived.
Maybe.
That's right. Well, now's the time in the show where we like to ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your power and pride. But did you know, Jennifer, that membership means you also receive special member benefits?
I did know that, and I've sometimes used them.
And I sometimes use them also. And I actually suggested that someone use one of our great benefits that we have with they were looking to make golf reservations.
Yeah.
And you can save a ton of money if you reserve through this website that we've partnered with. But you can find that on PirateAlumni.com. But your Alumni Association membership allows you access to a variety of special promotions, including discounts nationwide, early notification of alumni programs and events, and members-only event pricing, like our $10 alumni tailgate. Keep your membership card handy so you can take advantage of all member discounts and to show your power of pride on the road with your car decal. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
And we will be back at 6 o'clock the first Friday in August for the next season of A Pirate's Life for Me, and we sure hope that you will join us again then.
Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock. We hope you have a fun and safe summer, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.